Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to a special episode of Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. This week, the title tells the tale, to wit, Ski Luminaries Explain Why You Should Listen to Jackson. The American ski market has never seen so many new and returning skiers in need of good information. Yet this critical commodity is currently in short supply. The dearth of authentic print titles leaves skiers to the tender mercies of the internet, a no-holds-barred war zone where truth is the first casualty. For the last decade, I've been doing what I can to correct this woeful imbalance between what skiers need to know and what they're able to find out. This is essentially the mission of RealSkiers.com, and has been since its inception. My tireless quest for a broader readership has spurred me to start my own podcast, Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan, which has carved out a small space in the immense podcast universe. I'm reaching more skiers than ever, but the boom in skier participation means there are more needy skiers than ever who I'm not reaching. To help close this gap, I've shifted my sights to creating a space for my commentaries on satellite radio. I needed some endorsement ammunition to lubricate access to the mavens of Sirius XM, so I asked a few of the movers and shakers in both the ski and product spheres to spin a bit of promotional fluff in my behalf. What you hear here are the first fruits of this endeavor. I'm pleased to report that we've already attracted the attention of a Sirius XM host, and plans are in the works for my appearance on an established show. I'll tell all my dear readers and listeners the details as soon as they're available. Meanwhile, here's a sampling of the endorsements I've culled thus far, lightly edited for flow and clarity. I'll preface each chorus of praise with a bit of backstory that explains, or at least helps to explain, how I earned such a lofty endorsement. The first endorsement is from a familiar name, Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medalist in the mogul competition in 1998. Mosley was the biggest name I signed when I was at head, but he never let his talent and fame go to his head. To put it simply, he was raised properly. I never had to worry about antics that would make the news, as he was always impeccably well-mannered, in addition to being a complete professional. One of my favorite memories when I was wooing Johnny was an evening we spent in Marin County. Somehow we got hold of some electric scooters, a rare sight in those days, and a couple of Halloween masks, and we tootled around the downtown streets like we owned the place. We also played around together at the Lake Tahoe Pro-Am Celebrity Tournament, which got me inside the velvet ropes to party with the glitterati. Good times. Of course, skiing with him was inspirational, and I'm glad to say we remain friends to this day. Here's Johnny's pitch for why I should have my own show on the radio. Jackson Hogan is the legend for this current era of skiing and snow culture. However, he is not just a great skier who merely performs the duties of a journalist. What distinguishes Jackson is that he has immersed himself in all the disciplines, subcultures, and jobs within the ski world. I first encountered Jackson shortly after I won the Olympics in 1998. He was charged with reviving a classic ski brand, head, that had been beaten up and neglected. Jackson convinced me to come over and help out. We worked together and got the ship turned around and headed in the right direction with Jackson's creative marketing and understanding of the need to sell one customer and shop kid at a time. Jackson continues to be a go-to guy in the industry who has his finger on the pulse. We all love to hear what he has to say about new developments, and we look to his unvarnished opinion to check ourselves. Those were the kind words of Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medalist. There are two traits shared by Johnny Mosley and my next endorser: total technical mastery of their craft and the demeanor of a perfect gentleman at all times. Mike Rogan is a prince of a person, a class act who happens to cut the cleanest arcs you've ever seen. His technical skills have planted him on the prestigious PSAA National Alpine Team a record 7 times, a tenure that began in 1996. He was invited to help develop new athletes on the U.S. ski team. As far as I know, the only time an instructor was deemed worthy of coaching our nation's best young racers. Mike is so unfailingly polite that you might not guess that he is lit within by a competitive fire that could melt steel. Just try to get the puck away from him in broom hockey, an event we played with the ski magazine test team at Beaver Creek. It was after hours, the police were not amused, a few of our number were collared, but that's fodder for another time. Another popular event during Ski Mag's test week was boat races, or competitive drinking. Here's the thing. Mike doesn't drink. He was up against people with serious credentials in the depravity department. Yet he was unbeatable, going round after round against world-class imbibers at the top of their game. They never had a chance. Here's Mike's contribution. Dear Clueless and Living Under a Rock, Jackson Hogan is an amazing mind when it comes to all and anything winter sport related, especially alpine skiing. He has a depth of knowledge and experience that is unparalleled. Jackson has not only been a part of every aspect of this industry, he quite possibly was involved in most major innovations the alpine ski industry has ever produced. From a writer, interviewer, educator, equipment fitter, insider, you name it, Jackson Hogan has done it. There was no one more uniquely qualified to host a podcast about winter sport than Jackson. His background alone gets the job done better than anyone else. His wit, charisma, and storytelling far surpasses anything or anyone else worthy of consideration. I'll let my next contributor describe how and when we first met, so I'll move on to a later chapter in our shared experience. We were at Greg Stump's condo on Maui, trying to make a movie for Head from footage they'd commissioned without bothering to have a story beforehand. The film, Hotel Bella Coola, wasn't very good, but mercifully not many people ever saw it. My first day, Stumpy bought a swamp cooler to keep his condo cool. The box it came in was roughly the same dimensions as Stumpy, and when I first saw it, Stumpy was losing his battle hauling it up his twisted staircase. He looked up at me, the outsized box slowly slipping from his grasp, and uttered the immortal phrase, "It's a lot more professional than it looks." I had cause to remember that line when I was recording the soundtrack in a tiny bathroom lined with huge panels of waffle-patterned foam that would fall on top of me as I read my lines. Very professional, indeed. Here's what Stumpy has to say. I first met Jackson Hogan in the fall of 1986 in Orange County at the 5-star Meridian Hotel. On tour showing my third ski film, Maltese Flamingo, the stop at the Meridian was to show Solomon Reps the movie. J.H. was a mucky muck at Solomon, and unbeknownst to me, the senior executive who found the money in his training budget that enabled the marketing guy, Steve Meineke, to back my films. I would not be informed of this for a decade. I just thought he was evil and very cool. My kind of cat. There was a fabulous tennis facility at the hotel, so J.H. and another Solomon guy challenged me and my traveling buddy from Maine, David Farrar, to a match. I am 5'4" and a tennis amateur. As my first serve at the Meridian courts found the bottom of the net, J.H., who was 5'11", derogatorily asked, "Who taught you to serve? Your mother?" I scrawled this stinging rebuke on Jackson's copy of the commemorative poster for The Legend of Oz roughly a decade later, as a reminder that callous remarks can leave a lasting impression. As time went on, J.H. and I became close friends. I consider him my older brother that went to Yale that I never had. He nominated me for induction into the U.S. Ski Hall of Fame and helped nurse my candidacy over the finish line, for which I am eternally grateful. I speak to J.H. at least 4 times a week in a constant battle of out-humoring the other. He's my best friend. I especially treasure our phone calls where he constantly turns me on to new words and recipes. I love his podcasts. The audio reads are wildly entertaining. He should be on a platform like SiriusXM because he has a unique voice, abundant talent, and a fabulous sense of humor. I've never met my next endorser in person, but I am a fan of his work from afar. Stuart Winchester is the editor and host of the Storm Skiing Journal and Podcast, which focuses on the resort side of the ski trade. Seemingly alone among ski riders today, Stuart is able to distinguish shit from shinola. Just listen to his trenchant take on the current state of ski journalism. Stuart writes, "The state of ski media is pathetic. A once proud niche run by professional journalists with ethics and fidelity to the art of language has been displaced by a mob of brain-dead bros who care more about being cool than tending to the masses of skiers who don't spend their days skiing out of helicopters in Alaska. Even worse, the majority of this drivel is pay-to-play branded content disguised as journalism. Say nice things about our skis, kit, mountain, and we'll give you free stuff. It's unreadable, unwatchable, and worst of all, boring. And that's the best of it. Step into the sewer and swim to the bottom, and there you'll find the current bathroom waste that passes as ski gear reviews. Most of it is uninformed and unhelpful at best, deceitful at worst, guiding skiers to skis that in no way match their abilities or interests. Reviews that betray the fact that the reviewer likely has never been in the same zip code as said skis. Prompts to order ski boots on Amazon, which may be the single best way to ensure that a skier stays mediocre forever. But every garbage dump holds some treasures. In the Mordor that is ski review journalism, that pile of gold is Real Skiers, run by Jackson Hogan. He is one of the last great ski gear writers, a holdout from the halcyon days of ski journalism, when the reader, not the writer, was the focus of reviews. Here's what that means. Honesty in gear assessment so the reader has the proper context before they invest $1,000 plus in a new ski kit. Not a this-is-so-rad compliments blitz from a writer worried about losing access to free gear. The difference between Mr. Hogan and the TikTok influencer picking his skis based upon the color of the top sheets is obvious the moment you crack open his website. But his command of his subject is even more pronounced when you listen to him discuss it, because then you hear his passion, his personal investment, his deep and irreplaceable knowledge in his every utterance. His podcast on Real Skiers is excellent, and I had the privilege of hosting Mr. Hogan on the Storm Skiing podcast last spring. My listeners raved over the episode, thanking me repeatedly for what amounted to a master class in how to approach your gear setup. I could go on, but please, just listen to the episode. Skiing is too important to be left to amateurs and clueless influencers. We've gone as far from actual ski journalism as we possibly can. A correction is coming. Skiers aren't stupid, and they want high-quality information. Mr. Hogan can deliver that. And the larger platform we can provide him to do so, the better. I love that, Stuart Winchester, and thank you so much for the kind words. Chances are you've never heard of my next fan, even though his work reaches far more people than everyone writing or podcasting in the ski domain combined. Bob Lefsetz's expertise is the contemporary music scene, a subject he writes on several times a week, as well as producing a regular podcast. The term prolific seems inadequate in Bob's case. Not only does he fearlessly attack music moguls who don't have the best interest of music lovers at heart, his comments on the current political scene are unconditionally focused on the truth, let the chips fall where they may. That takes real courage, ladies and gentlemen, whether you agree with him or not. I had the privilege of meeting Bob Lefsetz when my benefactor, who is also a mover and shaker in the music biz, invited us both to his residence in Snowbird, that I might learn how to get off the ground in the podcast world. Bob is a lifelong skier whose passion for our shared sport may even exceed his love of music. Here's what Bob had to say about moi. Jackson Hogan is the number one expert in ski equipment today, with a long history on both sides of the snow, as a manufacturer's representative for Salomon to competition on the freestyle circuit. Jackson is intimately involved with every aspect of the sport. In addition, Jackson's Ivy League education puts him head and shoulders above the rest of the writers and orators in the ski world. Jackson not only knows the truth, he can articulate it. Jackson's site, realskiers.com, is the go-to site for ski reviews, and Jackson also keeps his finger on the consumer-slash-equipment pulse by continuing to fit ski boots. Everybody in the ski business knows Jackson, as they should after 40-plus years in the industry. He knows all the professional skiers from yesterday and today, and knows everyone on the manufacturer's side, too. If you're looking for someone to weigh in on the ever-changing ski business, which technology has revolutionized over the past couple of decades, there is no better person to do so than Jackson Hogan. I rest my case. P.S. I forgot to mention he's a gourmet cook, and P.P.S. that he's got a quick wit and a great sense of humor. My final entrant in the first wave of endorsements is a name longtime skiers should be familiar with, Seth Meja, who is the eminence behind Ski Magazine's equipment coverage during its glory years. He is now president of the International Skiing History Association and editor of Skiing History. He is unquestionably our beloved sport's most knowledgeable historian and a keen observer of the contemporary scene as well. Jackson Hogan is the most colorfully articulate voice in North American skiing today, Seth writes. He trains a ready wit on the glories and absurdities of our sport from a unique perspective. He's the only Yale philosophy graduate you'll ever encounter who has been a competitive freestyle skier, French product manager, widely published journalist, and schismatic pope. That's enough for this week. This has been Jackson Hogan for Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Thanks for listening.